This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
2-1-1-0.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is fighting for your liberty, and you don't even know it. Well, until you listen to the show, you can figure out that, yes, we are liberty warriors here on Agenda 21 Radio. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I mean, it is absolutely... I just can't keep up with all the news. Doesn't matter if I stay up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I guess maybe we can plug another eighth day in there. I just cannot keep up with all the strangeness that is going on. So we called on our very good friend, Patrick Wood, Technocracy News. He is, of course, the author of Technocracy Rising, and I encourage everybody to read the book. If you want to know what's going on around you, the science that's basically being applied to you, if you can call it that, from these, the totalitarians, the ones that want to destroy the world. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They want to rule the world, destroy your life, and take away your liberty. Then you need to get a hold of that book, and you need to visit his website, which is technocracy.news. That's technocracy.news. And Patrick, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I do have to say that looking at your website, you've got more news and information on this website about what's really, truly going on from the technocrats than can be imagined.
It is just absolutely amazing.
Paul, what's happening around the world. And many of these stories, I would say probably half of the stories that I run across that I end up posting on technocracy.news, and I don't post everything I find, by the way. I usually try and limit it so I don't overload people. But about half the stories originate outside of the United States. But they're about the United States. It's incredible. Our local press will not touch these stories, but it takes, you know, some newspaper from Germany or from England or whatever
to tell us what's going on.
Yeah, to tell us what's going on in our own country. It's like
unreal.
This is so surreal. Just crazy.
Well, you know, I got to tell you that kudos to you. The last time you were on a couple weeks ago, we talked about the bankruptcy of all the different solar and wind corporations out there that are providing all this so-called clean energy, renewable, sustainable energy, and what a farce it is. And more people have picked up on this. And I had a great discussion with some Tea Partiers last night about how they've been going and driving around various parts of California through the windmill farms.
Yep.
And they were picking up on the story that they remembered the show, and they brought it up and said we were driving through the Carquinez Straits or whatever it is, and down there in Palm Springs, and none of the windmills were working. Some of them had their blades, they were falling off or just dangling. I said, well, you know, this is what's happening. This whole green sustainability thing is being foreclosed.
Little Johnny says, what are we going to do today, Daddy?
Yeah.
Son, we're going to visit the solar plants and the wind farms.
Boy. And they're, you know, how many of these solar plants are still up and operational, and how long will they be up and operational? And one of the things that really has struck our listeners with a chord is the big pictures from, you know, from high altitude where you can see, like I was describing when I was flying over a couple months ago. You see these vast swaths of solar panels in the desert floor. How many of those are really functional?
Well, who knows? You know, they're not functioning like they were supposed to function. That's the key. And I suppose as long as they're getting any energy out of it, they might as well at this point. The investment's already been made. They're already out there. So whatever they can get out of them, I guess they might as well. But they're not economic, and they're going to, you know, they're just going, they're dropping like flies. And, you know, here's the key. I think just from an economic point of view, this also underscores the lunacy of technocracy as an economic system, because that's what we see here. This is fruit of the technocracy economic system. And it's not a political deal. It's an economic replacement for capitalism and free enterprise. And we're looking at it.
Right.
This is it. And here's the thing. When you take and invest money in any product that has no public demand, you are guaranteed to crater. Guaranteed. It's happened a jillion times in the last 150 years in our country. You simply cannot fight what the public doesn't want. And yet, the solar power, the wind power, all this alternative energy stuff, there's no public demand for this stuff. Nobody wanted it except these idiots that are at the top of the, you know, top of the food chain. And what they're saying is, the United Nations themselves have said this in print, the whole point of the green economy is to decouple resource usage from economic growth. Now, that is an oxymoron. You cannot decouple economic growth from resource usage. Resources are required for economic growth. Energy is required for economic growth. Consistent, clean energy. Solar can't provide that. Wind power can't provide that. And yet these people are saying, oh, we just need more of it. It's not that it's, you know, well, okay, these five companies didn't do too well, but, you know, they had some problems, this, that, and the other. What we need is we need more of it. Not to rethink our position. We simply need more solar plants. We need more wind farms. This is absolute lunacy. And yet these people tell us that the future of the world is in sustainable development, which is an economic term. That's
right.
What they call it, green economy.
Yeah, that's what they call it. And, you know, the funny thing is, see, what I think is going to happen, I hope this is what is happening, and correct me if I'm wrong, and let me know if you disagree, the example that's being set by these solar companies and these wind turbine companies going bankrupt has got to be sending a message to these people. Well, I hope it, I don't think it's it might be sending a message of, no big deal, we'll go someplace else and do something different. But it's got to be sending a message to the rest of the world that this stuff is not at all functional, not at all sustainable, not at all truthful of what, in terms of what they've been telling us about the end result, the end game.
You're right. And it's not just here. Germany is also scheduled the shutdown of a huge facility in Germany. They poured, I think, almost $1 trillion into it at this point.
Oh, boy.
And I expect as long as the government is, governments are willing to give money to these people, they'll probably continue their faulty experiments. But for those who are for those legitimate companies who are seeking capital right now, you know, when you start a company and you get going and you give your pitch to a bunch of money people and, you know, you hope that somebody's going to say, hey, you know, I believe in you. I'm going to give you $100 million or whatever. Well, the private equity market for solar and for wind power is just dried up because of these bankruptcies. Who in their right mind would give $100 million to anybody in that industry right now when the whole industry is going bankrupt? It's like who would give money, who would put money into the coal industry right now? Knowing what they've, knowing the you know, what's happened to them over the last 8 years, well, you'd be crazy. Well, I suppose you could find maybe some special deal or something that's too good to pass up. But investors run scared when they hear the word bankruptcy, that they're not going to put money in that. So all these people around the world right now are scratching their head wondering, how are they going to stay in the finance business? You know, get finance.
Well, they're going to tank. You know, economically, it's going to all fall back on them as well as the bankruptcies go forward. Anyway, we're running up against the clock, and when we come back, we're going to talk more to Patrick Wood about technocracy. Well, in the news, there's so much of it. Actually, if you go to his website, technocracy.news, you'll be stunned at all the stuff that's happening. And we're going to bring it to you here in the next segment of Agenda 21 Radio. So stay with us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom non-GMO reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That is savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Remember, food for liberty, food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us. And we're here with Patrick Wood, burning down the house, literally, of sustainability. And Patrick, perusing your website, you know, it's kind of interesting. Before the show, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about, well, Patrick, what do you want to talk about today? And it's kind of like, what can't you talk about? Because it's all over the place. Articles, articles, articles that, and like you say, most of it's coming from foreign sources. And I say this all the time about, you know, if you want to find out about America, go visit the foreign press. They'll tell you everything that you need to know that the mainstream media here is not telling you. It's kind of interesting. I think, Patrick, you would agree that, and we're going to say this over and over and over again, that the mainstream media in America is dying and dying quickly. And it's this new stream media, the alternative media, like Patrick's website and his radio show that he does, and what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's the replacement media. You want the truth of what's really, truly going on. Okay, so I don't even know where to start on some of these articles. One of the articles I wanted to talk about, though, that you brought up that I thought was very, very interesting was that this article, it's called Police State Total Surveillance Society, Hidden Microphones Exposed as Part of FBI Surveillance Program in the Bay Area. Go figure.
Well, there's no guarantee it's not happening anywhere else in the nation either.
Right.
But the you know, from a technocracy point of view, the thing an article like this points out is that the executive branch that controls all this kind of stuff, they have gone rogue from our traditional rule of law. They have an agenda, obviously, that is completely separate from everything our country is and stands for. And in this case, collecting data via hidden microphones on the, you know, just on the street, like in bus stops and trash cans and whatever, and I don't care what their excuse for this is, they know it's patently illegal, they know it's patently unconstitutional, but they did it anyway. They just went ahead and did it. And now they've been found out, and probably nothing's going to happen to them because Congress is completely irrelevant and out of control. And, you know, this is the technocrat mindset, Paul. This is what I want people to see. These technocrats are a fifth column within our government, within our society. They're not beholden to politicians. necessarily. They're certainly not beholden to the people. They've got their own agenda. That is the technocrats, the scientists and engineers and stuff that are cooking up all this garbage. They have an agenda of their own. And that basically is, and I'll go back to the definition of technocracy from 1938. It's just as plain as it could be for today. Back then, they said technocracy is the science of social engineering, the scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population. That's a direct quote. Now, these people have said this consistently for decades. Why don't people listen to them? I'm listening to them because now we see them doing it. We see them playing it out. And it's not, and that's, I mean, this is just one little example. And somebody was, oh, okay, somebody got overzealous, you know, and they were trying to catch a particular crook or something. Somebody will make apologies for this. But you can't look across the broad spectrum of surveillance today and come to any other conclusion that these technocrats are collecting data, all data, everywhere, all the time, with abandon, and there's never such a thing as too much data for these people. You say, oh, how much data do you need to control society? Just a little more. You know, as long as there's pockets of data that are hidden from them, they are going to make a scramble to get that data, to put it in a database, and analyze it with their stupid computer models.
And, you know, it's Katie, bar the door. What they're going to do with the data.
This is the problem. Obama has already come out and said he's got a slice of this national database to be, he calls it a race database now, a racial database. And he's looking at all kinds of information in different cities around the country. I suspect they're using this also for resettlement programs right now for Syrian refugees and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he's using this data to figure out where to place people and where to place projects that will, turn those communities into multicultural cities and towns.
Well, we're seeing that publicly. Yeah, we're seeing that with the HUD programs.
That's right. This is coming. That announcement came through HUD. And so, you know, when they get when the computing power catches up with the data, so far it hasn't. It's close, but the supercomputers haven't advanced to a state yet where they can analyze all this information real time. They're working on it. And there's new computing technology coming out every year that's just pushing that one forward. When they get the ability to analyze this data real time with artificial intelligence software that already exists, it will be Katie bar the door. Because at that point, they will have an absolute iron lock on every citizen in this country to do whatever they want to do with them.
Let's imagine, if you will, and again, this is going to get to the next article that we're going to talk about, but if we had a third term Obama in the form of Hillary Rodham Clinton, what would that picture look like? Would that be a guarantee for what you're talking about?
The first thing that the first article, actually,
yes,
the article,
front
the
page
article
right
now, John Podesta, our Trilateral Commission friend and, climate change policy extraordinaire, he's Hillary's campaign manager,
right?
By the way, and he says that Hillary is planning to have a climate map room in the White House if she gets elected, a war room for climate change. Well, that figures from Podesta's standpoint, but Hillary would have no use for a climate map program, but John Podesta would.
Oh, yeah.
And the Trilateral Commission would, and the United Nations would. Maybe they could invite the United Nations people to come over and look at that map room.
Well, they could just be invited into the White House and run the whole show.
Oh, my God. They could.
But, I mean,
and Hillary would let them do it. She doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care. I mean, in fact, the introduction on our radio show talks about Hillary Clinton and the United Nations and her being told what to do by the United Nations.
That's right. And, you know, by and large, in my opinion, as long as Hillary's happy, as long as her, little tushy is powdered and stuff and she's got, she's the queen, right? That's all she cares about.
Right.
All the details. Go ahead, John. Mr. Podesta, whatever. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. Craft me the way you want to craft me. Give me the teleprompter. I don't care. Just pay me money. Give me prestige. Give me audiences that cheer me. and worship me, and you can do whatever you want to do.
No narcissism involved there.
No, couldn't be narcissism.
couldn't be at all. Anyway, we're coming up into a break again. We're talking to Patrick Wood. Technocracy.news is the website. Technocracy Rising is the book. And we plug the book all the time because you've got to understand the science of what's going on around you, the new economy, if you will, called technocracy, and what these people are trying to do to you. It's all right out here in front. You can see it. And it's all part of Agenda 21, you bet, and, well, the 2030 Agenda as well. We're going to be talking a little bit about that, so stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20 milligrams for just $2 per tablet. That is savings of over $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, call us at 800-919-9263. That's 800-919-9263. Again, 800-919-9263.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
We're done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle.
Dr. Paul Gerson and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're with Patrick Wood. Technocracy.news is the website. And we're talking about what the heck is really, truly going on with, well, with the technocrats. The technocrats, kind of like Democrats, what they're trying to do to us. And you need a little bit of a level of understanding of what technocracy is. And maybe, Patrick, you can kind of give the people an introduction. Those people are new listening to this, haven't heard this before. We get this all the time, you know, wanting to know what really, truly technocracy is. Maybe about a 60-second spiel, if you would.
Well, it's really simple. Technocracy was invented by engineers and scientists in the early 1930s at Columbia University, and it branched out from there. But it was a replacement economic system designed by these scientists and engineers to replace capitalism and free enterprise, period. It was to be a resource-based, specifically an energy-based economy, rather than a supply and demand-based economy, where the scientists and engineers would run all of society, the entire shebang. That they would control the means of production and the means of consumption. That means they tell business people what they could build, what they could make, and they would tell consumers what they could consume. Everything else is superfluous to them. They would use their scientific method to determine all things. George Orwell said this was a scientific dictatorship when he wrote Brave New World in 1932, by the way.
And that's what he meant.
That's exactly what he meant. And, you know, we can look at it from another angle as well to see just how it fits in today.
Huxley, I think, wrote
Huxley. You've got the administrator of the EPA, Gina McCarthy, who is busy implementing Obama's Clean Power Plan. Well, that's the one that's destroying the coal industry and, you know, disrupting other industries as well. This is the one that's promoting all the solar power. And you know, green power and stuff like that. She's on record over the last 3 years. She is on record stating exactly what the Clean Power Plan is all about, and it's not about the environment. It's not about pollution. It's not about climate change. Even though Obama said it was, she says different. She said, and I just posted some quotes this week, actually came out of her mouth with the dates and where she did it. She said in 2014, the Clean Power Plan is not about pollution control. This is an investment strategy. Okay. She said to the Council on Foreign Relations, she spoke in 2015, she said the Clean Power Plan is about advancing our ongoing clean energy revolution. That's what reinventing a global economy looks like. Excuse me. She said, and this is her lips. She said also in 2015, she says the Clean Power Plan is a fundamental way of re-looking at where the United States is heading and how to maintain our competitive edge. That's what this is all about. You see, she is talking about implementing this new green economy that the United Nations has pushed down to the whole world. It has nothing to do with climate change, Paul. It has nothing to do with CO2 emissions. It has to do with restructuring the global economy. That's why people need to understand technocracy. I know economics is boring as toast, but folks, you got to get a grip on it. If you don't understand the economic issue, you're going to slip right into scientific dictatorship before you even know what happened.
Well, you know, see, this is the thing, is that people have... And again, I fault the schools with this, and having been a former science educator for 16 years, school administrator, and so on, total 41 years in the system, you know, I was very much a proponent of the scientific method. But, you know, when you use a scientific method as a tool properly, it yields wonders. But when you use it to manipulate, it can be quite devastating. Because the lies from the data that come out, you know, really kind of throw everything a kilter. And that's basically what we're seeing here with all the data spiels that are coming out about climate change and so on. It's all based upon a false premise. And you can see the dysfunctionality in the false premise as you take a look at what's going on with the bankruptcies that are occurring with solar and wind farms.
Well, that's right. It's you know, people wonder why the economy is so bad. Why is the middle class disappearing in America? I just saw a story the other day. I didn't post it. I saw a story that with a map that showed how the decline of the middle class is just stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And people in that group, they're wondering, how come I had a nice deal going, you know, 5 years ago, and now I'm basically one paycheck away from living in my car? They wonder about stuff like that. Well, I can tell you what happened. We've got two economic systems in the global economic space fighting for control of the whole world. They're fighting to the death. Imagine the, you know, a giant battle between two transformers or something, and they're duking it out somewhere out there. And these economic systems don't mix. They're absolutely antithetical to each other. And what's happening is more and more of this green energy garbage comes in, or this green economy garbage comes into people's thinking and into business thinking. They start making bad investments.
Right.
They start putting their money where they shouldn't put their money.
And they start losing. People
start losing jobs because all of a sudden these companies are going downhill. And so our middle class is virtually on the edge of being totally destroyed in this country. And everybody's scratching their head. Gee, how did that happen? Ah, this is what a bad streak of luck, you know? It's not bad luck, folks. This was the plan to disrupt capitalism and free enterprise and implement this crazy, untested, unproven economic system called sustainable development. It's a fraud, it's a scam, and it's meant literally to steal the entire planet from the people of the planet. That's what's going on in front of your nose. That's why nothing works anymore the way it's supposed to. What you grew up with, what you and I grew up with, Paul, from a few decades ago, none of those things work anymore. And this is why. They can't work because these idiots have brought this other economic theory in that's destroying capitalism and free enterprise.
Yeah, and if we don't put a stop of it, the middle class will continue to disappear, and you will have an elitist class that is strong elitist class, as we're starting to see here in California. But the poverty will be enormous.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, but by the time we ever get around to revolution in this country, literally the only thing people are going to be able to afford are pitchforks
and torches,
and shovels,
yeah,
and torches.
Torches, right. That's kind of the destiny about the way these things. Ultimately, the totalitarian system will play out, and it won't end well. That's really what it happens.
It won't, exactly. And I want to caution people who think this is communism coming to us. This is not communism. It is totalitarian, no doubt. But communism can never be depicted as a scientific dictatorship, ever. And that's not what this is. That's exactly what this is. We're headed towards scientific dictatorship. And communism, even from the lips of people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, who co-founded the Trilateral Commission in 1973, he openly wrote that the technocratic era, which he called it, which is technocracy, depended upon communism and Marxism as a stepping stone.
Right.
That's all he called it, just a stepping stone. It's just something that had to be along the way, but the end goal is technocracy. And so people that are stuck, you know, they're stuck maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago where communism was the big enemy, they need to adjust their thinking and realize, folks, the global elite has taken that next step.
Right.
They have moved beyond communism and Marxism, even though you still see fragments of it floating around.
And
they'd like you to think that that's the problem.
And Nazism.
They have moved beyond Marxism completely, left it behind in the dust. And they're ahead of us on this.
But they're using the tools. They're still using the tools of Marxism and Nazism. I mean, that to me is obviously environmentalism is one of them.
Yes, you're right. They're using many of the tools and strategies that were useful to communism. But that's just kind of an incidental, you know, comma to the whole picture.
Right,
here.
Right. Now, one of the things, and this is a kind of a provocative teaser for the for the next segment because it got the break coming up, is the role of the Pope in technocracy. Because obviously it's pretty quintessential, as far as I can see, that he's aligned himself 110% behind the technocrats. And I just think that that's a real possibility. And I think when we come back from the break, we've got to talk about that. We're talking to Patrick Wood. Technocracy Rising is his book, and technocracy.news is the website. You must go to this website in order to understand what's truly going on in the world around us. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Your code word at HeavensHarvest.com is Agenda.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need
the Debt Ninja.
If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need
the Debt Ninja.
Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call
the Debt Ninja.
The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call
The Debt Ninja
for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need
the Debt Ninja.
If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need
the Debt Ninja.
Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call
the Debt Ninja.
The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call
the Debt Ninja
for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
Here we go.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Patrick Wood. Technocracy.net is the website. Technocracy Rising is the book. And we're talking about, well, technocracy all around you now. The replacement economic system taking communism, Marxism, Nazism to the next level, which is technocracy. And I wanted to talk quickly, oh, not necessarily quickly, we got a pretty good time going on here, about the Pope's involvement. And I guess you could say, even to some degree, what we have been pulling out is the notion of the communist Catholics. What's their involvement in technocracy, Patrick?
Well, there's a good example of being post-Marxist, I think. When the Pope released his encyclical last year on climate change, that was really the first volley in a major way from the Catholic Church about where they're going to stand in the future. And the Pope basically, with this encyclical, this was in preparation for the big United Nations enclave that took place in September, October of last year.
COP21.
That's right. And so, you know, this encyclical was released in advance of that. All you have to do is go read that encyclical. It's public knowledge, and I dare say any Catholic knows how to go and read encyclicals that the Pope has written and passed around. Just go ask your priest. Just go ask your bishop. They get a copy of it. All of them do. And just read it, and you'll just be absolutely blown away that they have, that the Pope, you know, through, of course, the people that created the report for him, he didn't do it personally, but, or the second, he didn't write the scientific stuff that was done for him by other advisors. But you read this and you realize that the Catholic Church is completely bought into the United Nations program of implementing technocracy. It's astounding. You know, the religions of the world, and we can't just point at the Catholic Church, the religions of the world have bought into this green faith nonsense with a passion that I've never seen in my lifetime. And there's a website, your people ought to go to it, called greenfaith.org. You just go there and look at what they're saying. The subtitle under here is Interfaith Partners for the Environment. Inspiring, educating, and mobilizing people of diverse religious backgrounds for environmental leadership.
Well, this is their effort to bring one religion.
It is. And in 2014, there was a big interfaith conference on green religion. And the World Council of Churches, it was called the Interfaith Summit on Climate Change. The World Council of Churches issued a press release after that event in 2014. And here's what they said. This is a direct quote from their publication. There has never been such a large amount of religious environmental activity in one location in the history of the world. This week will mark a watershed in the history of religion. It will be a time that people remember as a time when the world's faiths declared themselves irrevocably as, quote, green faiths, close quote. Now, that tells you what's going on. The religions of the world have been co-opted into this green mantra. And it's, you know, they're just taken to it like a duck takes to water.
Well, it's amazing, you know, the one religion that would have vast influence beyond any of all the other religions in terms of networking, in terms of money worldwide, is the Catholic Church.
It is.
That's bigger than any other church out there, and their network and ability to pass and transmit this information to the faithful is enormous.
Yes,
they're using it. Of course, the Jesuits are right out there in front.
Yes,
I guess the question is, how do we stop this? What do we do to throw the monkey wrench in? Or is this going to be one of these kind of things that cycles through and there's huge disasters and lots of loss of life? Because this is clearly totalitarianism. And it seems that obviously with this Pope that the Catholic Church is all in. Now, I can't say that for all Catholics, and you know what I'm saying. I've got Catholics in my family and so on. They are diametrically opposed to what the Pope is doing. But at some point in time, as it plays out from a historical perspective, what is this going to look like?
Well, when you consider maybe one more thing, that Islam is also embracing sustainable development
right.
like crazy right now. You've got 100% of the religions of the world behind us. And that's something that's never happened in history before either, ever. And so if people, this is just the way I look at it. If people like you and I out there on the street interacting with people, they got family, they got friends, they got business associates, whatever. If they don't raise the alarm on this stuff and say, this is lunacy, you know, and show people what the scam really is going on here, then we probably are just all going to fall victim to the scam. But, and let me explain, when I say scam, it's not about religion, truly. It's not about climate change. It's not even about the word sustainable development. What's going on around the world is that the resources of the world, the vital resources necessary for life, are being locked up by these lunatics with, you know, that are behind the United Nations. The United Nations is just a front group for people like the Trilateral Commission. What they're doing is they're locking up resources around the world that are necessary for life on planet Earth, including water, including things of the land, the resources, the gold, the oil, the timber, and all the things we mine from the earth, and all the ranching and the farming and stuff like that. These people have got a grand plan to capture the resources of the world for their own, let's say, personal playground, where you and I will be excluded, and maybe we might be let in for some little benefit.
Small little glimpse.
This is a return to the Dark Ages.
Yeah. Hang on, Patrick. You got a break coming up, and we got about 60 seconds on the other side of that to close it out. So anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, visit our website at agenda21radio.com and foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers. You never know when there might be a disaster and you need to be prepared. Be prepared with Preston Preppers. We'll be back.
Your code word at heavensharvest.com is agenda.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, AGENDA. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is AGENDA. HeavensHarvest.com.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/Preston Preppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
Debt beating you down? You need discipline. You need the Debt Ninja. If you've been caught in a financial trap and need to be set free, then you need the Debt Ninja. Want to stop those harassing collection calls, start saving thousands in interest and fees, and get out of debt fast? Then you need to call the Debt Ninja. The Debt Ninja will find the best companies across the country that will help you consolidate all your bills into one easy payment, reduce your payments by 30 to 50%, and get you out of debt fast. If you have unsecured debt of $10,000 or more, such as credit cards, loans, or medical bills, call the Debt Ninja for a free 15-minute consultation.
Call 800-809-6551. 800-809-6551. That's 800-809-6551. Call today.
The Debt Ninja.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back for our closing segment here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Patrick Wood, and Technocracy Rising is the book, and technocracy.net is the website. And Patrick, how best can we get a hold of you?
Best place is literally technocracy.news, and there's a contact form there. People can contact me, can interact with the discussion on any story that you find interesting. The point is just be there, start reading this stuff and getting the picture where we're headed.
Well, it certainly is challenging times, and Patrick, with your good work, and I know you've teamed up with Debbie Bacigalupi, you have speaking engagements lined up all around, and I know that you're out there pounding literally the tables and shaking things up a little bit to bring people to understand what technocracy is doing to us.
That's right. We're trying to pound pavement, not sand.
I said tables.
I know.
Yeah,
we're doing the best we can, and we just got to keep putting this message out there so people can understand it. And I'll tell you honestly, we've had so many people in the last 3 or 4 months now that for the first time have had the light bulb go on and they really get it. This is encouraging.
Yeah. Well, the more you talk, the more people are going to listen. Patrick, you got a great message, and listen, thanks for being on Agenda 21 Radio. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, my friend.
And ladies and gentlemen, remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com, foodforliberty.com/PrestonPreppers, and also Heaven's Harvest, one of the sponsors of our radio show. Make sure you well sustain Agenda 21 Radio by supporting our sponsors who support us. And that's heavenharvest.com and foodforliberty.com/PrestonPreppers. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Remember, food for liberty. Food for liberty. Yeah, be prepared for, well, that emergency that's going to happen. It will happen. And when it does happen, you want to be prepared. You want to have food. You want to have shelter. You want to have water. You want to have heat. And you can do that all by visiting foodforliberty.com/PrestonPreppers and get a hold of, well, what you need to survive. Learn about prepping and learn about what you can do to survive the upcoming disasters that are certainly to befall us.
If you don't think one of these satanic monsters is going to get a nuclear bioweapon EMP into our country, if you do think, oh, government will take care of me when the next terror or natural disaster strikes, this message is not for you. HeavensHarvest.com. They wrap $5,000 in 10 acres worth of hearty heritage heirloom, non-GMO, reproducing seeds, not the kind you find at the hardware store, into a permanent food supply kit that you keep as the ultimate food insurance policy. It's called the Heavens Harvest Survival Seed Kit, and it is made available in limited quantities for a limited time for you by HeavensHarvest.com. $250 with free shipping today. It'll sleep for as much as 10 years until you need it, but you have to have it. Free shipping for you now with your special Agenda 21 code word, Agenda. See the Survival Seed Kit at HeavensHarvest.com or call 1-800-219-7282. The ultimate food insurance policy. For the limited time offer, your code word is Agenda. HeavensHarvest.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.